the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
James Corden hosted the 2019 Tony Awards, and during the very first opening number, he stopped the performance to call someone out in the crowd.
Tonight, we have a riveting Brian, where are you going?
I just have to go to the bathroom.
Now? I mean, the show literally just started. We're in the middle of the opening number.
I know, but I really have to go.
Really? You can't just wait?
I am bloated as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
But Brian!
Is it Bryan Cranston or
yes,
something?
Yes, that was okay. Bryan Cranston, for those of you who do not know. I thought that was absolutely hilarious. Cardi B is showing off the side effects of her recent cosmetic surgeries, which are her really, really awful swollen feet.
She those are cankles, Liv. Holy.
Dude, I've never seen anything like that ever. And I've seen celebrities and like people post pictures when they're pregnant of their swollen feet. These swollen feet don't compare to anything I've ever seen before. She posted a picture of her feet to social media saying, "Look how swollen my feet get every time I take my flight. My stomach gets even more puffy." Cardi B explained that due to the fact that my feet and stomach burn when I get puffed up, the doctors had advised her to halt performing. And she says this is due to her recent plastic surgery that she's gotten, which she's had a lot of complications from.
Yeah, I mean, that's no joke when you go in there and you do stuff that's not normal to your body. But
yeah.
I saw all that, I was like, oh my, I was like, that's fake, that's not Cardi B, like, it's just an insane
photo.
Oh
my gosh, it's honestly kind of disturbing. So I will post that up on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show in a couple of minutes after the garbage is done.
Yeah, you have to see it if you've not seen
it's
that yet.
It's crazy. Celine Dion's Las Vegas residency has come to an end after 16 years and over 1,000 shows. Her last performance at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace was Saturday night, and Dion said it was bittersweet. She said, "Vegas has given me, in a way, stability to be home every night, raising my kid. I mean, I love touring, don't get me wrong, but it's just very, very different." She also talked about the doubt she had when it began and how her late husband, Renee, put those to rest.
The energy around this whole project and dream was not very positive. Oh, the Titanic is going to sink again. This is going to be the end of her career. And then at one point, Renee kind of just like, "Hey, people. If we start to listen to everybody, do we believe in our project? Do we believe in this or not?" And it shook everybody in the right way.
Excuse, hold on. I know you have one more story or something like that. Who could hate
right
on this beautiful angel? God. I think we have to pay her homage right now.
Celine Dion is like an international treasure. Her tour starts on September 18th. It's her Courage World Tour, and I am going to try to go.
I'll go with you.
I think Joe's going to try to go. Maybe we'll make a whole show thing.
Let my heart go on.
A little bit more, Liv. I'm sorry. Let it go. Let it go.
Yes.
God, we harmonized the heck out of that.
I know.
Wow.
You sound angelic.
Wow.
Chris Pratt and Kathryn Schwarzenegger are married. The couple tied the knot on Saturday in an intimate ceremony in Montecito, California, at the same ranch where her great uncle JFK honeymooned. Only about 60 family and friends were in attendance, including Schwarzenegger's parents, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver, and Pratt's six-year-old son, Jack, from his first marriage to Anna Faris, who was also believed to be in attendance. The Guardians of the Galaxy actor popped the questions to Schwarzenegger in January after 7 months of dating.
I'd be so nervous about asking the father for the hand in marriage. Like, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, just a little intimidating.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.